Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you, and we are live coming to you today from Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines, out here for our Fantasy League of Champions happening this evening. Should be a great time out here tonight. Stop on out up until 6 o'clock. We got lots of prizes we're going to be giving away throughout the day. Got pints of beer here in front of me, giving those away to some lucky contestants. We'll get you hooked up here throughout the afternoon. Again, it is Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. And stop on out. We'll be here until 6 o'clock doing the show live. And then right into our contest tonight. Trivia contest starts at 6 o'clock. And our top 10 qualifiers will move into our League of Champions with great prizes. If you missed out on the opportunities to get into the league, we still do have a few open slots. Stop on out here, and we'll get you signed up. We'll start that trivia at 6 o'clock tonight. As I'm here at Draft House, Jimmy B is out on the road, and, well, we're just going to see if our technical skills are up to par. Jimmy B, do you hear me?
I hear you, pal, just fine. The question is, do you hear me? That's the good part.
I do. I got you loud and clear. Who would have thought?
I know. This is amazing. It's amazing that I am so technical that I was able to put this thing together.
Whoa. Slow down, Brinson.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe it was you, pal. Maybe you did all this.
Of course. So, Standard, I do all the work. You get the credit for it, Standard Brinson. Unbelievable. Well, Jimmy B, it's going to be a fun night here in our last night before we get going with the NFL season. It'll be the Chiefs and the Patriots tomorrow night. We got plenty to talk about there. Certainly, we'll break that one down tomorrow. We'll make some of our NFL picks, but we start at the forefront today, and that is the big game happening Saturday over in Ames as Iowa makes their way over to take on the Cyclones. The big game, Cy-Hawk week, whatever you want to call it, Jimmy B. I told you yesterday, there's just something different about this game. It's different to me because of what we have with these two sides. We have two good football teams, and that hasn't been the case very often when you go back in past years. We could always come with ideas and theories about, you know, how Iowa State was going to pull the upset, and obviously we've seen that plenty of times throughout the years. But in terms of a pure football matchup, I just love the way this thing sets up.
I agree with you. I mean, this has got fun written all over it from the very beginning, Trent. I mean, you have an explosive offensive team in Iowa State that has a wide receiving core that is as good pretty much as anybody in the country. It has a quarterback who knows how to deliver the football. And in the first game for Iowa State against UNI, Jacob Park pretty much went untouched in that game. So obviously the concerns that we had about Iowa State and the offensive line, and they have shored up that offensive line. So that's a plus for Iowa State. They have two running backs in Montgomery and Warren. So they have offensive weapons. For Iowa, the way that their defense smothered Wyoming, and you and I talked about this last week, where we said basically, look, Josh Allen is a pro quarterback, but if you don't have any help, you're not going to win the game or even get close. And that's exactly what happened. Iowa's defense smothered Wyoming's offense, which, other than Josh Allen, had nothing. And I do mean nothing that a defense would be scared of going into the game. And that is not the case coming up between Iowa and Iowa State. I think that's why it looks so much better now on a piece of paper as we look at it.
Well, as we know, games are not played on paper, though. They're played in TV sets. And we'll be watching that one coming up on Saturday. Jimmy, are you going to make it up to Ames for the game, or are you going to hit one of those big parties? You're probably going to head out to Tipsy Crow and watch the party out there, aren't you?
Listen, how big is that screen going to be? Like 450 feet long? Is that what they said?
Well,
what's that screen?
Yeah, you're overselling it just a little bit. But
oh, okay.
How about an 18-foot Jumbotron? They're going to bring that in. They have all their other TVs right behind the DJ booth out of Tipsy Crow Tavern. They also have their amazing 96-inch TV, I believe it is, right behind the DJ booth there. It'll all be set to Iowa State. You'll be able to catch the game. They're opening up at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. So if you're looking for a spot to go, a big party, make a Tipsy Crow. It'll start at 9 o'clock, and the first 500 people in the door are going to get $1 Bloody Marys. Again, $1 for the first 500
people. Right in my wheelhouse, man. If it's a buck, I can afford it. Man, I'm going to go. That's going to be great.
Yeah, it is. $4 Stella's throughout the day, tall boys, as long as they last. I mean, they might sell out if they're getting the crowd that they're going to expect. But if you're looking for a big party, a good time, it's going to be out there at Tipsy Croak Tavern, downtown 3rd Street in Des Moines, the place to go. And then afterwards, after the game, starting at 8 o'clock, it is a Prince tribute band, Chase and Ovation. In fact, if you're thinking about going, stop on out. See me here today at Draft House 50. They have tickets. They're $10. If you get them day of, they're $15. But, hey, two birds with one stone. Stop here to Draft House 50. Get your ticket for the Prince tribute band. I even got a free beer here for you. I can heck you up. It's a great day, Jimmy B. We're just giving. We're in the giving mood today.
Well, we should be. We have a brand-new time slot, afternoon drive. People were crying for it. I mean, I talked to at least one person who shed one tear until we got into the primetime slot. So now we're here, Trent, and now people are going to react to it in such a positive way. And us giving away free beer, it doesn't get much better than this.
No, you're not going to find a better deal than that. Just stop on out here. Got the tickets right in front of me. Good for a free pint of beer here at Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Back to the game, Jimmy B. The big game as we continue to break things down. And sometimes we can get away from us. It's already Wednesday as we're off for Labor Day on Monday. So Iowa State, a question that still remains for me. We know they got the big guys on the outside. They got Alan Lazard. He's going to be making plays out there. Hakeem Butler, the quickness inside with Deshante Jones and the underneath things with Trevor Ryan that they're going to have. But are they going to be able to run the football against Iowa? Because they're going to have some semblance of a running game if they're going to put some points on the board, if they're going to be up there in the 27, 28, 31 range of points scored. They can't do it all with the passing game, you would think. You got to figure they got to have some semblance of a running game. Do you think they could do that against this Iowa front seven?
I think that's going to be the most important factor in the game. Look, we know that they can throw the ball, and they have monster wide receivers who will make plays. But you can't throw it every down. You have to try to keep the defense off track at least once or twice. And if there are no holes for Montgomery or Warren to run through, and Iowa stuffs that line, which they are capable of doing, this is really going to turn into what Kirk Ferentz likes. We're just going to shut them down defensively and then pound them with their run game. And if that's the case, then Iowa is going to have success against Iowa State. Now, if that much improved Iowa State offensive line can open up a few holes and keep Iowa defense off track a few times and can hit a couple of quick slants, maybe a deep ball down the sideline, then Iowa State has as good a chance as anybody to win the game. That's why, I think maybe, Trent, that's why it's such an interesting matchup this time around. Because Iowa State has improved enough where they really look like a Big 12 conference team. Mm-hmm. And Iowa always looks like a Big 10 conference team. But with some of the things that are going to be played out here, with a brand new quarterback for Iowa who was shaky throughout the contest, did throw three touchdown passes, but also coughed up the football several times, and this it's got the makings of really being a hand-wringer. I mean, you're going to see people going to the highest highs, to the lowest lows, and then back to the highest highs again. That's why I think it's so intriguing, the storylines that have wrapped themselves around this game.
It's a back-and-forth, a yin-yang, two teams that certainly want to play differently. You know, when we were making our predictions last week right before the year, I had this down as an Iowa State victory. I don't think I'm going to change off that. You know, on Friday we'll make our official predictions as we do each and every week. But, you know, as I look at it, Jimmy B, and I go through and look at these squads, I figured Iowa State coming into the year that they were going to be able to score against Iowa. And after what I saw, they're still going to score. But I don't think they're going to be able to get into the 30s. You know, what's more likely? That Iowa State scores, let's say, 34 or more, or Iowa holds them to 10 points or less. What's more likely to happen Saturday on that? 10 points or less or 34 or more?
Okay. I would have to lean with the 34, I don't believe that they will be able to hold Iowa State to just 10 points.
They held them to 3 last year.
I know they did, but that was last year. And this is a different team with a different mindset and a coach that has learned throughout the course of his first season in the Big 12 Conference. I cannot see Iowa holding the Iowa State Cyclones to just 10. 20 maybe, but not 10, Trent. No, I can't see that happening. Not on their home field.
Looking through here, when's the last time that Iowa State has scored that many against Iowa? It's been a long time since they've been able to put up that.
It's been a couple of years back, but this is a different Iowa State team, and I'll just reference that again. A different Iowa State team. You asked me last week when I told you that Iowa State was going to score more than 40, and they did, and you thought I'd lost my mind. But you think I've lost my mind on most of the things that I say, so that goes without saying.
Right.
The thing, I cannot see Iowa's defense, totally different dynamic than what you got at Wyoming. They are not going to hold Iowa State to 10.
So I'm looking through here the series history, trying to see the last time that Iowa State did score more than 34 points. So let's see. Last year, obviously, 3 points, 17, 20, 21, 9.
Probably have to go back to the 3 overtime game.
Right, and that took 3 overtimes to get there.
Yeah.
In regulation, it was 27. Taking that one away, you got to go back to the 2002 game, the Seneca Wallace comeback game where they went into Kinnick down 24-7 at the half, and Seneca Wallace leads them to the comeback in the 36-31 victory at Kinnick, and we're going back 15 years. So I think that kind of goes to show you as well the difficult nature of this, of putting up that kind of numbers against this Iowa defense. I don't think either of them are going to happen. I think it's going to be somewhere in between for Iowa State.
I agree.
Yeah. But if you had to pick one, I'd probably lean the other side. This Iowa defense, what they did a week ago, that front seven, Jim, they have a chance to be really special. And now you couple that with the play we saw last week of Joshua Jackson, who's a big corner himself. I mean, that kid's 6'1", and a half, 6'2". Manny Rugumba on the other side. They've played against big receivers before. You know, they were playing last year in that matchup against Michigan, and they were able to do it. I would probably lean that way. I don't see Iowa State getting to 34 in this game. I don't see them only scoring 10 either, but I guess I'd lean more that way if I had to make a pick. But I come up with difficult questions for you. That's why it's difficult, right, Jimmy B?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that's you, though. You gave me 2 options, 10 or 34. So I had to take the 34. I believe that Iowa State will score more than 10 points in this game.
Yes.
And I think that it's going to just be an absolute head knocker. And I know that we'll make our official selections on Friday. But this one has the opportunity, Trent, to come down maybe to the final play. It really does. It feels like that kind of game to me right at this particular time.
See, I'm not going down that line of thinking. I think this is going to be a 7, 10, 14-point victory for whatever side wins it. I don't think this thing's going to be tight because the way both of these teams want to play, the style that they're going to bring in, I think is going to make things different for both sides. If I was able to impose their will, play physical, run the football, do the things that they want to, I think they win it comfortably, and I think they get it done also what they want to do defensively. On the other side, if Iowa State gets up and scores and they're able to move up and down the field, I don't see the Iowa offense being able to keep up with them in that aspect. So I see this being more in the lines of 27-17, 30-20, something along those lines, one way or the other, whatever way you want to argue right now, that I do it being 24-24, and the team with the football last is going to win it.
I disagree, and here's why. Because I think that Iowa's offense will have success against Iowa State's defense. And, yes, they will stack the box and try to have the quarterback, Nate Stanley, beat them through the air. And I think he's going to make some plays, Trent. I do. Second game, generally you make that quantitative leap from game one to game two. That's mostly when a rookie-type quarterback improves the most is in game two, which means you would expect Jacob Park even to be better than what he was. for Iowa State. That's why I think this game is going to come down to the final couple of minutes. And I think both teams are going to have some success scoring with their offense. And I don't think that Iowa State's defense can hold down that running game, that two-headed monster with Butler and Wadley. And I believe Iowa will put 20-some points on the board, and I think Iowa State will be doing exactly the same thing with their spread and passing game as well. That's why I think it's going to come down to the last couple of minutes.
We will see. Continue to talk about this one all throughout the week here on Jimmy B and TC from 4 until 6 o'clock each and every weekday on the Big Talker 1700. Jimmy B, coming up on the other side of our break, we're going to be talking fantasy football. Are you excited about this, Brinson? You're not much of a fantasy player.
Well, I'm a fantasy guy, just not football.
Right.
The thing that I'm looking for, though, is how this is going to play out now with the incoming class that has so many dynamic players. And will the young players be selected, or will it go back to the same tried and true type guys? This is going to be a very interesting fantasy football draft.
Well, yeah, we got to figure out, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, what you do. Joe Bond's going to
exactly.
be high. You know, he's going to help us out with some of these questions. So I had a draft last night. In fact, I did it here at Draft House 50. And right as I came in, Nick grabbed me. He goes, "Hey, Trent, so Ezekiel Elliott is going to play in week one." I'm like, oh. And I look, a little breaking news, and I didn't read the whole story. All I saw was that he was set to play in week number one. So I drafted him with the first pick in the second round, number 11 overall, and proceed to see then, right after our draft concludes, that his six-game suspension has been upheld. So that is going to throw a wrinkle into things, Jimmy B, but we'll talk about that, more fantasy football talk coming up here on the other side as we're getting ready for tonight here at Draft House 50. It's our League of Champions. Still a chance for you to qualify as well. Stop on out here right now at 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Draft House 50, I got a free pint of beer for you, and we will get you qualified for our League of Champions tonight. Trivia contest starts at 6 o'clock right after we go off the air, and then our draft afterwards. Going to be a lot of fun. Great prizes as well. Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. We'll take the break. Talking fantasy football next with Joe Bond.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Come and catch the Iowa versus Iowa State game at Tipsy Crow Tavern. We're throwing the party of all watch parties. Watch the big game on an 18-foot Jumbotron, the biggest TV in town. $1 Bloody Marys to the first 500 people in the door, and $4 Stella Tallboys all day. The Tipsy Crow Grill Master will be hard at work with beer brats, burgers, breakfast burritos, and tacos. Tipsy Crow Tavern will also be having bags tournaments all day. Tailgate package giveaway that includes four tickets to an Iowa State football game that will be drawn for at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Cooler, apparel, four tickets to the game of your choice. Stay after the game for Chase and Ovation, America's only Prince tribute band. These guys are selling out everywhere they go. It's the Tipsy Crow Tavern's Iowa, Iowa State Watch Party. Downtown, 3rd Street, Des Moines.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no-obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Back to Jimmy B and TC on Des Moines' big sports station, 1700 KBGG.
Welcome back here at Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Handing out some free beer tickets, and we'll get ready for our Fantasy Football League of Champions tonight. I think you have what it takes to beat myself. Nick from Draft House 50, stop on out here. We'll get you signed up. Have our trivia contest starting right at 6 o'clock after we wrap up, and then our draft this evening. With it being draft season, it is time once again to talk fantasy football. Last year, Joe Bond, Fantasy Six Pack, helped us out all throughout the season, and he's ready to help us again this year. Joe, good afternoon. Joe, you have me okay. Oh, no. I think we lost Joe. That is not good. That is not good at all. We will get things set up, though, here momentarily. You always have to be able to adjust on the fly. We were going to do that right now and get things set up with Joe Bond Fantasy Six-Pack. Jimmy B, he'll be back in here in just a little bit. We'll be talking with him about everything going on. Hey, sometimes when you're on the road, things don't go quite as easily as they do in the past. Let's check once again. Let's see if we got Joe hooked up with us. Ah, we lost him again. Yeah, things are not working well. A struggle. Iron Man TC. It just continues. I'm not sure what's going on. Well, these technical issues, there's always something happening. Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe, do you hear me? Hello, Joe. I think everything's going well. Well, at least it was at one point. Joe Bond, do you have us? Hello, Joe.
Well, not working out. Oh, that is unfortunate. Can't get Joe hooked up and can't get him set up. We'll keep efforting. I could hear him in the background, but I just couldn't get it figured out. I had a couple of big fantasy questions, obviously, that I wanted to ask him also. And I wanted to get his thoughts certainly on Ezekiel Elliott. Wanted to get his thoughts on what's happening at the top of the draft. The former UNI Panther, David Johnson, pretty much consensus, the number one pick across the board. Want to get some thoughts on that one. We'll keep efforting, see if we can get that hooked up. Also, we're going to have a whole lot more, but we will talk about that along with it. Let's give it one more shot here with Joe Bond from Fantasy Six Pack as we're out and about. And, you know, when you get out of the studio, things can be a little bit different. All right, we got Joe. We're going to dial him one more time. This is beautiful radio, I understand. All right. Give it a shot. Joe!
All right.
Hey, do you hear me okay, Joe?
I'm there. What's going on?
Not too much. Well, we're ready to talk some fantasy football here with you today. Got a lot of questions that we want to get into this afternoon. Before we get into that, though, tell us a little bit about your site, Joe, and what you guys do with Fantasy Six Pack.
Yeah, man. So Fantasy Six Pack, you know, we do a six-pack of fantasy sports, baseball, basketball. We tapped into some DFS golf. We do March Madness, and we started doing Premier League. Focus heavily on football. Baseball, those are obviously two of the biggest sports here. But, you know, right now, obviously, football is the main thing. We got rankings. We got advice. We got waiver wire. We got it. Sit advice, defensive streaming advice, you name it, we got it. So come by and check us out.
Well, let's dig in here. And a lot of questions that we have questions about, including Ezekiel Elliott. I was telling the story last night. I had a draft as I was walking in.
You're
here.
Still there?
Yeah. Do you hear me okay, Joe? Do you hear me, Joe? Hello, Joe. I can hear myself, but Joe can't hear me. I don't know what's happening with Joe. We're going to have to, we're just going to have to try again another time. We will do that. We'll try to make it work and make things a little bit better. Yeah, that happens from time to time. You know, you run into technical issues when you're on the road, but we'll get things back hooked up. Let's reconvene with Jimmy B. Jim Brinson's going to rejoin us here on the show. We had a couple of people out there. We're trying to get things set up. And didn't exactly work out very well with Joe Bond. We'll try to dial again. We'll see if Jimmy B has me. And if Jimmy B doesn't have me, well, then we're going to have all kinds of problems. We're going to have to reconvene and figure some things out. Maybe Jimmy B is just not going to answer either. Oh, boy. A day on the road. Jim Brinson, it's dialing away.
Hi.
Oh, boy. Well, just like that, we're 0 for 2. But that's okay, because we have lots to talk about here today. It is Cy-Hawk week, and with it, the questions that are out there. You know, we were talking during segment number one about this matchup. We were talking about it, and I was left just wondering if I was going to come out with something different, do things that we didn't see in the game against Wyoming. You know, you go back to that game, and they did not throw the football to the running backs. We didn't see Akram Wadley in the passing game. One of the main reasons they were able to go out and beat Michigan a year ago was the play that they got out of him, out of the backfield, in space. We didn't see that. James Butler, another guy that had plenty of catches, and we didn't see it. It just didn't happen. So I wonder if that's going to be a bigger part of the game plan, if that's something that they're going to be cognizant about, not just on swing passes and those guys lined up in the slot, but also know, some dedicated screenplays. If Iowa State's going to do what many people expect, and that's going to be load the box, and you're going to have Cotton Moya walking his way up, you're going to have the guys playing tight, going to be manned underneath with Peavy and Payne. If that's the case, if we're going to see more of that. Jimmy B, are you back with
us?
Yes,
brother.
Okay, all right. Well, we had some issues getting Joe Bond on. He wasn't able to hear me, so we'll try it this way. You and me, how about that?
Okay, I'll pretend I'm Joe Bond. Oh, Trent, what a great fantasy this is. Oh, wait a minute.
yeah, something like that. Something like that. Now, Jim, I back to the Cy-Hawk game. And one thing that we didn't see is Iowa using their running backs in the passing game against Wyoming. They didn't really need to. They were also working with the new offensive line as Keegan Render made his first career start inside at the center position. Alaric Jackson, his first career start as a redshirt freshman over at left tackle. But with James Daniels expected to be back, and the thing about Daniels is we know what a good blocker he is, but the guy, he's just so athletic. You know, he can get out in space, and you don't see very often guys that are able to go out there at 295 pounds and get out there and play when they do the stretch play, and he can pull it and kick it outside and do those things. And also in the passing game, if they set up screens, since we didn't see that and we expected to see Butler and Wadley each catch plenty of passes this year, you think they're saving a little something up for this week?
I think so. I'm sure that both teams didn't show what they're going to do in this coming game just because of what this game means. So I'm not going to say, Trent, that they played vanilla, but there wasn't much chocolate mixed in, if you get my drift, okay?
All right.
Yep, okay. So I just have this feeling that you're going to see some different schemes from both teams, both offensively and defensively. There's going to be different looks in this game.
There is. And the other side, I mean, what else can Iowa State show that they didn't show on Saturday night against you and I? I mean, it was pretty much all the stops, not in terms of trick plays. Yeah, you got those kind of things up to sleep, but I think we got the full complement of a game plan, at least from the Iowa State perspective.
I think that they showed more than what Iowa did, but I also have this feeling that Trevor Ryan for Iowa State is going to become a key component in this game. And the way that, how fast he is, and the way that they can utilize him and move him from one side of the field to the other in the slot positions, I just have a feeling that's going to be something that is going to be problematic for Iowa's defense. It's going to be that guy. And if he gets any space at all, no one's going to catch him. He was a former track star at UNI before he transferred to Iowa State and then playing football. But this is going to be, it's going to be interesting, Trent. Look, that's why there are so many things that we can discuss about this game where we haven't had this before, is that it's Iowa State's offense matched up against Iowa's defense. And can Iowa's offense have similar running success like they did against Wyoming against Iowa State's defense, which you know is a much better defense than what Wyoming can put up there? So that's why it is such an intriguing game this Saturday.
It is. There's so many different ways that you can go with it, and we'll continue breaking things down, Jimmy B. But that's not all this week. College slate, very good. The NFL, and it's funny, here we are on Wednesday. The NFL kicks off tomorrow, and we've hardly talked about it. I mean, the NFL has been something that we pushed to the back seat. And in a season where the Packers have Super Bowl aspirations, the Chiefs, maybe they can take that next step, make it a deeper round in the playoffs this year. You got the Vikings that many people, at least their fan base, expects to be in the playoffs. And at least a little bit of buzz with the Bears and Mitchell Trubisky. With all of that, it has completely taken a back seat to the college game this year, more than I can remember recently.
I just think that the reason that has happened is because both teams won. And they won convincingly. And I think because we had the holiday on Monday, so it's a shorter week, that the Cy-Hawk week has begun with such fear about both teams, and that's why the NFL has been put on the back burner. Look, I really like the game tomorrow night. I mean, I think the Chiefs have a shot here. I'm not picking them until we get till tomorrow. I won't pick that game. But I think Kansas City has a chance here against New England. And I am not buying into the case where people are saying, well, New England's going to go undefeated because they play in such a weak AFC East. And trust me, that is a weak. now that Miami has lost their quarterback and your favorite QB, Jay Cutler, has taken over, the Bills and the Jets are going to be pathetic. So Miami will be difficult, maybe in Miami. New England, they open up at home against Kansas. The Chiefs are no slouch here. I mean, a lot of people have the Chiefs winning the AFC West. Mm-hmm. They don't have the Raiders there. They have Kansas City there. So this is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
Yeah, good kickoff to the season. We get the local flavor with the Chiefs on there. Of course, all the Kansas City Chiefs games home and away on 1700 KBGG. We'll have you covered all throughout the season. Mitch Holtis will join myself and Ken Miller on Thursdays during the season at 1:40. Are you sad that you don't get to talk to Mitch anymore, though, with our time change?
I that does disappoint me, particularly when he had me reporting from the Sun.
Right.
So I'm a little upset about that. Maybe we can put a call into him and he can just call us up on the afternoon show just once in a while, just so I'll feel good.
You need that. You really need that. Hey, Jimmy B, before we hit our next break, give me your thoughts on the Red Sox, Yankees, the Apple Watch, everything that's happening there, the stealing of signs. You're you're an old school guy. Well, not school. I can just say you're an old guy. So you have a different perspective at times. What was your takeaway from this?
If you're not cheating, you're not trying. I mean, I can start with that. They got caught. Look, all through baseball, they had somebody in center field with binoculars looking at what the catcher was doing. Everybody in Major League Baseball tries to steal signs. That's baseball. You try to steal the sign to help your team any way that you can. Now in the age of modern technology, you got a Mickey Mouse wristband on, and you can do it electronically. Look, I don't like that aspect of it. I really don't. But, Trent, it's been going on since baseball started, and they started using signs between the catcher and the pitcher, or with the third base coach and a runner at first or second base. That's just the nature of baseball. In Little League, you try to steal a sign or two if you can to help your kid get a base hit. That's just the way that it is. Like I said, what they're doing electronically is deplorable, but Major League Baseball, Triple-A Baseball, Double-A Baseball, Tim Tebow, Class A Baseball, they're trying to steal a sign here and there.
Ah, good stuff, Jimmy B. We'll take the time out, come back with more here as we'll put a cap on our number one. We're here until 6 o'clock on the Big Talker 1700, Jimmy B and TC. Coming up later on in the show, we'll take a look at the Hawkeye perspective. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. He'll be by at about 5:20. We'll talk with him about the big game. But we're here at Draft House 50 tonight for our League of Champions. Think you know fantasy football? Think you can beat me? Well, now is your chance. Stop on out here. I got a free pint of beer for you just by stopping by. A chance for you to get qualified into our League of Champions. I'll get started right after the show at 6 o'clock tonight. 6240 Mill Civic Parkway, Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your spot to be for fantasy sports, the NFL, and all your football all season long. Back with more here in a moment.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, you can now get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
So you get this idea for your company. Great, but then...
it's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
Those bare spots in your lawn, the Home Depot can fix them with Scott's Easy Seed. Right now, it's 50% off. Scott's Easy Seed is a mixture of mulch, seed, and fertilizer, perfectly formulated to patch and repair any bare or damaged spots in your lawn. Guaranteed. So, spread the word. 50% off Scott's Easy Seed. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Napa Know-How. When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Come and catch the Iowa versus Iowa State game at Tipsy Crow Tavern. We're throwing the party of all watch parties. Watch the big game on an 18-foot jumbotron, the biggest TV in town. $1 Bloody Marys to the first 500 people in the door, and $4 Stella Tallboys all day. The Tipsy Crow Grillmaster will be hard at work with beer brats, burgers, breakfast burritos, and tacos. Tipsy Crow Tavern will also be having bags tournaments all day. Tailgate package giveaway that includes four tickets to an Iowa State football game that will be drawn for at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Cooler, apparel, four tickets to the game of your choice. Stay after the game for Chase and Ovation, America's only Prince tribute band. These guys are selling out everywhere they go. It's the Tipsy Crow Tavern's Iowa, Iowa State Watch Party. Downtown, 3rd Street, Des Moines.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
This is Jimmy B and TC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBGG.
Back with you live from Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. It is Jimmy B and TC here until 6 o'clock, and plenty more to get into. Jimmy B, you still with us out there on the road?
You got me, pal. I'm live and in color.
You're something, that is for sure. All right. With that, a little baseball this afternoon. My Twins finally get off the schneid with the victory as they come back, beat Tampa, took an early lead, gave it up, took another lead, gave it up, finally held on 10-6. They get the victory. Now it's going to be Kansas City coming in for a four-game series. That'll be the next four for that one. I mean, it kind of has the makings of, it's not playoffs yet, it's still the beginning of September, but for both teams, as tight as that race is, if one of those two teams could go win three out of four, I think it sends a pretty strong message to them and puts them certainly, obviously, in better position over coming up this weekend. Four-game set, pretty important one with Kansas City and the Twins happening starting tomorrow.
Trent, you got that right. Wasn't it 2 years ago that Kansas City and Minnesota got together for that three- or four-game weekend series, and at that time the Royals eliminated the Twins? Mm-hmm. It could be something like that again, but I think the Royals have played their way out of the wild card when they went through that just horrible stretch where they couldn't score any runs in like 300 games. So I think the Twins have that kind of battle-tested attitude. They have 72 wins. The Los Angeles Angels have 72 wins. The New York 74. They're the top wild card team. And Baltimore Orioles have 71. So the Texas Rangers have 70. Once again, Trent, this is going to be a dogfight with about four or five teams all the way, I think, until we get to the end of September to see who ends up in that wild card, at least that last wild card.
Well, and as it currently sits, the Twins and Angels now tied for the second wild card spot. The Angels playing this afternoon, and I'm watching it right now here at Draft House 50 with the TVs all the way across the way, and the Oakland A's with a 3-0 lead in the top of the seventh inning. Let's go Athletics. I'm an A's fan right now. What do you think of that?
I bet you are. It's funny how you switch allegiance around so quickly. I get it.
So you got to do. You got to do it, Jimmy B.
This is good. Yeah.
Well, let's take a little bit deeper look coming up tonight in baseball. Football gets started again tomorrow night. We got Kansas City and New England. You'll hear the call on 1700 KBGG. But when you take a look at tonight, you got the Cubs in action. It'll be Quintana right against Gerrit Cole. And now the Cubs back to what we expect, right? Win six, lose three. Oh, this team, drive you nuts.
Well, the Brewers lost today, so they drop back now four games behind Chicago. That's exactly where the St. Louis Cardinals are, but the Cardinals are out on the West Coast in San Diego, so that'll be a late game tonight. Look, the Pirates have had their way against the Cubs here. So let's say that, you know, they win again. Let's say Pittsburgh wins again, and the Cardinals beat San Diego. Mm-hmm. Now it is St. Louis, of all teams, the St. Louis Cardinals, that have played their way back into the playoff picture in the Central Division of the National League. Trent, this team just does not know how to go away and die. They just don't.
It's incredible. And it's organizationally, just the way they're built, the way they do things, it's incredible to see. This was a year where things were not going well. It's really been kind of an odd year overall for the Cardinals. And some of, you know, they had some younger guys, but certainly veterans that are getting sent down and just all kinds of weirdness. But here they are again, even after selling off some pieces. They're right there, four games back going into the game tonight, and the game's a chance to cut into that one. And, you know, we talk so much about the Cubs and how easy their schedule is down the stretch. Well, the same thing for the Cardinals. In fact, the Cardinals at one point had an easier schedule. I think that was last week. Saw they had an easier schedule than even the Cubs did from that point forward. So it's set up in a way where you get on a run, and all it takes is, you know, a hot week and a half. You run right off 9 out of 10. That very well could be the difference.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I mean, we thought the Arizona Diamondbacks would be the team in the West that would begin to fade and people would be able to run them down for a wild card spot. Now what? The Diamondbacks have won 12 in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know. They have 81 wins. 81 wins, and they're 11 and a half out behind the Dodgers, and they're beating the Dodgers in Los Angeles. So you just don't know when you're going to, you know, flip that switch and you're going to get hot again. The Cubs have to have another mini hot streak. They won 6, now dropped 3. So can they get another 4 or 5 in a row? Sure, they're talented enough to do that. The question is, can they do it? And will St. Louis or Milwaukee, will they finally start to hit the wall a little bit and not be able to keep pace?
Well, speaking of hot teams, Cleveland, an even longer win streak. Whoa. They've won 13 in a row.
Yeah.
And just like that, they're just 3 games back for the best record in baseball. You know, it felt like a foregone conclusion. It was going to be Houston against the wild card winner, and we're going to get a rematch of what we saw last year with Cleveland and Boston. That's not the case anymore. And now, with Cleveland out there winning at this pace, they very well could take home field advantage and with it get those 4 games at home in the American League Championship Series if they get to that point. So it's funny. Throughout the baseball season, it feels like you have a read on it, and there's a reason there's 162. And over the course of 162, things are always changing, always evolving, and that's happening right now. By the time we get to the playoffs, though, isn't it what we say? It's just a crapshoot? I mean, isn't it almost impossible to make baseball predictions anymore come playoff time? It's such a different game.
It is a different game. We had the Cubs during the summer out in San Diego, and they got swept by the lowly Padres. Mm-hmm. The Padres, who right now are 30 games out of first place, and they got swept. The Cubs got swept by San Diego. I mean, you just don't know when a lower tier team is going to jump up and bite you. And that's why baseball is so different. Look, when you get to the series, that's different. One game playoff, it's on, and the winner goes on and the loser plays golf. So that's why it's so important that you try to really get that solid momentum going into postseason play. You gotta have something that you have your confidence in, and right now, I don't know how much confidence the Cubs really have. I think they're in first place, and they can wake up in the morning and flip on the phone and go to the Major League Baseball standings and say, "Hey, we got a 4-game lead over St. Louis and Milwaukee. We're in great shape." And then go out and lose tonight and have St. Louis win. And now it's only a 3-game lead, and you still have the rest of this month to play.
Well, Jimmy B, we need a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll kick off the 5 o'clock hour and your chance to win. Stop on out here, Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines, giving away free pints of beer. I'm on the back patio.
The
stop on out. Fantasy
here.
Football coming up.
Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows with no annual contract for your wireless plan. That's 2 months of Robot Uprisings. Or 2 months of Viking Conquest. Or 2 months of Zombie Bashing. Or 2 months of Deep Sea Fishermen fishing in the deep sea. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robot zombie Vikings dating each other on a deep-sea fishing trip. Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of unlimited talk and text with a whole lot of data, free on AT&T's network with no annual contract. That's a lot of whatever your favorite show is.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation. Taxes extra. Account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan and cannot lapse to get bill credit for 3rd and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Come and catch the Iowa versus Iowa State game at Tipsy Crow Tavern. We're throwing the party of all watch parties. Watch the big game on an 18-foot Jumbotron, the biggest TV in town. $1 Bloody Marys to the first 500 people in the door, and $4 Stella Tallboys all day. The Tipsy Crow Grillmaster will be hard at work with beer brats, burgers, breakfast burritos, and tacos. Tipsy Crow Tavern will also be having bags tournaments all day. Tailgate package giveaway that includes 4 tickets to an Iowa State football game that will be drawn for at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Cooler, apparel, 4 tickets to the game of your choice. Stay after the game for Chase and Ovation, America's only Prince tribute band. These guys are selling out everywhere they go. It's the Tipsy Crow Tavern's Iowa, Iowa State Watch Party. Downtown, 3rd Street, Des Moines.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. 2 locations.